B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Big news this week, Terry McLaurin gets his contract extension signed. He's back at practice. I watched him run around yesterday. They're clearly in the ramp-up stage where when they actually, you know, we're done with training camp, so we don't get to watch a full practice anymore. They kicked us out. They let us watch a lot yesterday. Eventually, they kicked us out before some actual installs, but we got to watch a lot yesterday. By next week, it'll be half that. Mm-hmm. You know, I made a point of watching Terry run. I was less concerned about watching Terry run than wanting to watch Noah Brown run.
Yeah.
Just because one of them's coming back from an actual injury.
Well, watching him work out on
Saturday.
Yeah. Dude was getting it.
Agreed. I think Terry ran one.
And the damn, whoever was playing quarterback, the little workout dude, can really throw the ball.
It might have been Blau. Was it Blau?
I don't know if it was Blau. But it, I don't think it was Blau, but
he throws a lot.
They got a lot of dudes that can throw balls out there, man. Damn.
I'll try to find out if it was. I'll try to find out who that was. But I think the biggest news is Terry's back. He was. They did. You know that drill they do where they have all the receivers, tight ends, and running backs out there, and they have all four quarterbacks throwing, yeah. And it just like speeds up the rep process. Yeah. Say they did. Either four or six, like down and back, say they did that. Terry ran one of the routes, and then he just kind of stood there and jogged over and back. You could tell because Noah did the same thing. Like, one thing that people are easy to dismiss and shouldn't be, when DQ talks about the personalized.
The ramp-up period?
Yeah, like, that's real.
Also, let's be real. Terry go ruin every rep. There's going to be some hella speculation then. Oh, man, was he working out in the gym?
Right.
So DQ is a smart man. He understands how to work stuff.
Let's start with just how this seems so sincere from Terry, how happy he is to be back on the field with his teammates with the new contract.
It was a long process, and, you know, there's no playbook or script on how to handle this situation. And so, you know, you start out one way and then you hope that it ends the way it's ended. And so I'm thankful for this process to just be able to be back on the field, and just the conversations that, you know, Buddy and AP had, and myself and AP, and me and DQ. So it's definitely been a process, but I'm really happy to be back out here with my teammates, and just very thankful to be a part of this organization and a part of this fan base that's supported me through all of this. So it's exciting.
It's definitely exciting, and I think that is very sincere. I think Terry's just happy to be back out there. I want to let folks weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Important day. For Terry, you could tell how excited he was. I also thought, I really liked what he said about riding a bike, getting back out there offensively, getting ready to go. This is Terry McLaurin talking about easing his way back into the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the timing worked out perfectly. You know, we have essentially about 2 weeks for me to get acclimated with, you know, football, like your helmet on, running routes, catching passes. But to be honest, it's, to a certain degree, it's kind of like riding a bike. Like, I was out there today. I had a lot of good reps out there. I caught passes, and I was telling Jaden, it's like riding a bike. You know what I mean? I catch a ball over my shoulder. Like, God's blessed me with a great ability to, you know, track a football and play at a high level and have energy. So those things never run away from you, per se.
Do you agree with him? How much of this will be riding a bike? How much will there be kind of the ramp up, get used to the speed period?
He's still in it. I mean, he's in this game. He was getting prepared for a season coming up before he decided, okay, well, he was out here working out with them in off season. So he has less time to get more acclimated. And I don't think he stopped working out since he hadn't been, you know, out on the field with the team. It's just like riding a bike, you know? For some people, it takes a little longer than others, but we know what his work ethic is. You expect him to be back quicker, but I love the fact that Dan doesn't he tries to bring everybody along a certain way to see what's what. That's cool.
I think it will be like riding a bike for Terry. Like, he's in, what, year seven?
Yeah. He's still heavily in this game. He's not a guy who, like, has taken off a year or two. You know, it's been a couple of months, or a month, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Before he decided to step out. And I don't think he was when he was holding in, they still had him doing stuff. You know what I mean? You still were going through certain things out there, so it's not like you didn't do anything at all.
The couple things that stood out to me that Terry said, and I was curious what you think, he made a point of saying the trade request was not a leverage play or trying to, like, stir the pot, but in that moment it was serious. I found it interesting because he wasn't asked about the trade request. He was asked about, like, the process from Eastern Motors to now.
He's heard everything. He's heard what people said, but let's be real. Every player that does the stuff he did, it's the same process. So if it wasn't, whatever. But no one is going to believe that. They're going to believe it was a leverage play. You know, because every time someone does what he's go through the process he's gone through, it goes exactly the same way, like it's a script. And I don't think it's wrong for people to speculate that was happening. And if it was that he felt that way, cool. But people have a right to change their mind. You can feel like I don't want to be here, and then all of a sudden, okay, well, things got better. I'm, you know, you've had arguments before and stuff like that. You don't want to deal with somebody, and all of a sudden one little thing happens and you're cool with them again. It goes down.
Right. The other thing I love that Terry said was it was kind of at the end and it was more messing around, and he had concluded his presser, and then Keim was like, hey, where's the hoodie? And Terry sat back down, and clearly he had heard. I think the body language experts really need to chill out.
Uh-huh.
But Terry, when he's been coming out here, has been wearing a hoodie. I've covered Terry a long time. He's always wearing hoodies. And he went on this, like, it was funny, but he made clear, he's like, I'm going to wear a hoodie. I wear hoodies when I go out to dinner. Like, he's like, when I'm rolling around in Ashburn, I wear a hoodie to try to be low-key. He's like, it doesn't matter if it's 90 degrees, if it's 50 degrees. I like wearing hoodies. I'm going to wear a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that answer for the people. I mean, you guys probably had him on the broadcast, like, during the preseason game that he had a hoodie on. Did that ever strike you in the slightest that Terry McLaurin was wearing a hoodie during the third preseason game?
What does this? What are they trying to say it means?
I've
seen Terry in hoodies a lot.
Right.
And I didn't think one thing of it. Young people wear hoodies.
I wear hoodies. I'm wearing a hoodie right now.
I'm saying. So
if you're, like, on the stream, look, I'm going to put my hood up.
But see, that's the thing about it, man. That's people reaching for stuff. I mean, if I do something daily, and then now I'm dealing with a situation, and I continue doing what I was doing, why the hell you think it means something else? You know what I mean? There's a bunch of people out there there's those out there who want to make themselves smarter than everybody, think they know more than everybody. If I'm wearing a hoodie today, and then tomorrow I'm in an argument with somebody, and I wear a hoodie then, it's just that I wear a hoodie, not that I'm about to try to sneak up on him or something. You get what I'm saying? People are tripping, man.
Let's let people weigh in on the phones. Abe is in Virginia. Abe, Terry's back. How happy were you to see him back out there and listen to his comments?
Loved it. I had confidence. I even prayed over this. I found him to be a godly man. And there was some confidence in the way he came across, too, because I saw a commercial he had made with Eastern's Motors. And I was like, why is he making a commercial and he's in this contract dispute? But the confidence of him getting this deal done and just, you know, everybody coming on the same page, I really loved it. I was really, really in there for him. I'm a big fan of his, and I wanted to see Jaden and him hook up again. I was very sad. And on the hoodie thing, I just wanted to comment that that Clinton Portis, I'm not going to name where I work, but he came in there, and I didn't even know it was him because he always wore a hoodie in there. He made two or three trips in there for his mother and his family. I worked at a car dealership, and he come in, and we wouldn't even know it was him until we actually got up in his face. And B. Rich, I love you, man. I admire you as well. You really do good at your job, and the rest of the crew there. This is my first time calling in. I love the show, man. Love the show. Really want to commend
you. Appreciate you, man. Call in more, brother.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, like I don't think people recognize that if Terry McLaurin walks around in a T-shirt and he's going to One Loudon, he gets mobbed. So he's going to try to wear a hat and a hoodie and whatever. If people recognize him, he's cool about it. But, like, it's not that folks don't want to sign or talk to people, but sometimes you just want to run into Trader Joe's and buy some eggs some cheese.
Baby, I need you to go run and get something from me.
Right.
They don't want you to come back 4 hours later. They want you to come back, like, in 20, 30 minutes. Like, I used to, like, wear my hat, try to pull it down real low. Don't work. Doesn't work at all. So, you know what? I just wear it up now. You can see me. What's happening?
One of the things I thought was funny was at Caps games, because you went to every Caps game in the playoff run, and you're like, oh, man, signing these autographs, taking these pictures. I was like, well, you are wearing a Caps jersey that says B. Mitch.
I didn't mind. It's cool to me when people I know did not see me play come up and want to talk and ask for autograph. You know, it lets you
when
know
it's kids.
I mean – kids, even teenagers, and some guys in their 20s, they didn't see me play.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like it's cool as hell to get it. And I'll sign autographs for people. I don't have a problem with it.
Hell, Jeff, do you remember B playing? Are you too young?
Jeff, too young.
No. I do not remember B playing.
All right, let's go
heavy
to
metal,
Elijah.
Dude.
Heavy metal does.
Yeah, trying to call heavy metal. Oh, that's what y'all trying to do?
Heavy metal's my age. Elijah's in D.C. What do you think? Well, Terry is back, dude. You fired up?
I'm super fired up. I think this is the best starting point coming into a season for Terry. If you're looking into investment-wise, if you're looking into a situation, you're saying, well, we got a number two receiver. We got a move receiver who can dictate if it's going to be a run or pass. He's going to have the opportunity to meet every single incentive and everything that's on that contract for him. And I feel like a lot of times veterans, they find themselves in a situation, you can get hamstrung if you're not on the right team and you have veterans who trying to overreach or make up for the lack of other spots not having proper production when you talk about moving late into a season, trying to get to that next gear. I think they've done a great job protecting their blind spots and putting people in position that they can just excel, like a Zach Ertz. Certain guys are just going to excel because there are guys around them that are in a position now to help take and ease some of the pressure that inherently comes with being a good team. So I think we've at a place we have to recognize the consistency. Where's the last time that we've arrived talking about we're showing up to week one with this much understanding of who's on our team, who we need, why we need them? There's so many questions that got answered, and I'm glad we've arrived to this point and we've signed him. I think everybody's going to eat good. You know, in my opinion, I think this is good for the city. He's going to eat. He can't.
Elijah, you know, can I ask you a question?
Oh, he's going to eat. He got a lot of money to buy some steaks.
Eli, let me ask you a question, dude.
Yes, sir.
You're a fan, obviously. How much do you care about the contract numbers and who won or lost in the holdout? Where do you land on
fans won?
That's not a huge issue to me. I think both sides recognize what they brought to the table. And you know who you are, and you're going to be like, nah, dude, this is what I bring, this is what I do. And on both sides of the coin, that's like, this is what I say. Leave everybody to pick their wives. I don't know how else to say this, but nobody needs you to kind of put this thing together for you. You say, hey, man, this is what I want, this is where I want to be. And I think we still need to allow Washington to say, hey, man, this is who I want to be married to. Stop saying, you know how uncles and aunts, this is who I think you need to be with. Make sure you know exactly who you want to be with, why, down the road, when stuff starts changing, you want to know what you're dealing with. And I think both sides are comfortable knowing what this connection is going to do, how it's going to connect the city together. It's too many positives. I knew 29 was going to be a good number. It's kind of like the perfect in the middle. You know, he can incentivize himself over $30 million. You know, for a 30-year-old guy, you want to have him have some pop. You want to have him something to look up to, or, you know, that age starts, the age is real. So when you know that number starts to climb, you want to have, okay, I'll give you a little extra, shoot you extra cash. You might have a little bit more in the tank. Terry, he told you, he ran that 60-yard ball against Detroit. There should be no questions. If you're a fan, if you a player, you know, ballers know ball. When that man ran that, when he ran that ball, when it was clutch time, I said, pay, sign a check.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
What Elijah was talking about, though, having everybody in their right position and people play the position that they were supposed to, it's an easier transition. It's an easier production for the team. If Terry wasn't here and Noah wasn't here, everybody has to move up. They may be talented, but you lose a lot because they're not ready for it.
Here's the calls we don't get, but I see this all over social media. Yesterday I tweeted out, you know, just throughout the Terry presser, and this dude, Spencer Magny, replied, so he's a manipulative liar. Painted how he wants, but lying's lying and manipulating's manipulating, just like that ridiculous Eastern Motors rant conference. I don't agree
with
that.
You know what I said about Spencer? And I said it with the greatest of respect. One finger salute to you, dog. People like that are just ignorant-ass people, dog. Point blank. And it gets to a point where you try to give a level of respect to everyone. But there are some people who are going to be asses no matter what. And you know what? I'm tired of them. So, one finger salute. You know what it means.
Let's do this. Phone lines will stay open the whole hour. Kenny and Gary, stay on hold where you are. We got some NFL stuff to get around the league on, but I want to stick with Terry. Terry had a couple of really, really good answers yesterday talking about why he's not concerned about the age stuff. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is giving you a reason to lock into the college football season early. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right. Bet $5 on any bet, and if you win, you'll walk away with $300 in bonus bets to use all over the app. You can use those bonus bets on Week 1 lines, Heisman futures, over-unders, player props, whatever you got circled on the college football calendar. FanDuel is easy to use, safe, and when you win, you get paid instantly. No waiting around. No hassle. Just straight to your account. So if you got a team, a take, or a gut feeling before kickoff, now's the time to back it. Just head to FanDuel.com/Brian and sign up to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Live, Ashburn, Virginia. Last day in the tent, baby. Real football's coming. They're taking all the tents down. Walking out yesterday, all the stands for the fans that were up for training camp all down.
Yeah, that's damn quick.
Yeah, man. But the biggest story by mile this week, Terry McLaurin's back. Terry McLaurin's happy. The organization's happy. It's all smiles in Ashburn after, you know, roughly 2 months of a little bit of a storm cloud there with Terry. I want to let people weigh in. How happy are you? Terry's back. What did you think of his comments yesterday? Kenny is in Largo. What's up, Kenny?
What did you do, JPB, miss? How y'all feeling today on this beautiful day?
We're good, man.
Good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. At work. I'm ecstatic, you know, that he's back. I always knew, just like how y'all said, I always knew he was going to sign his contract back. Like, it just took forever. But, you know, I'm thrilled that he's back. We got our leader back, you know, because we needed that, man. Like... And I like when he said his presser, like, this is his first year. He got back-to-back quarterbacks. That, JP, y'all should have clapped it up when he said that, like, for real.
That's a pretty wild stat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, been in the league 7 years, his first time back-to-back quarterback. That's crazy.
And have the same one, yeah.
I'm thrilled, though.
Go ahead. No, I just said, it's like, and I think about Santana's career. Hell, 14 years, he had about 17 quarterbacks.
I've said it to Tana.
When guys like that produce like they do, come on, man. Give them, man. Give them their respect.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thanks for the call, dude. Let's try to name them, B. I got – so Terry's rookie year was 2019. I remember that. They opened in Philly. He caught a touchdown. Case Keenum was the starting quarterback.
I remember that.
All right. 2020 was Ron's first year. I think Haskins started week one.
They did have Haskins. Case Haskins.
21 was supposed to be Fitz, but I think it was Heinicke.
Fitz, Heinicke, Howell.
22.
No, Fitz started game one, but he got, even though he had injured his hip earlier on a
water slide.
Yeah, he started game one, but then got hurt like three plays
allegedly.
In, right?
Yeah, allegedly. Right. So Fitz started in 21. 22 was Wentz. 23 was Howell. 24 was Jaden.
Yeah.
That is a wild list, man.
But he caught it from other people, too. There was other people who caught it. Oh,
for sure. I'm just saying, just week one.
Wow.
That is so bad.
But he produces, and people want to say, oh, he's not an exceptional receiver.
Yeah. Gary's up in Baltimore. Gary, you fired up for Terry McLaurin's return? Seems like Terry's fired up.
I am fired up, man. What's up, JP? B-Bitch?
What's up, man?
How y'all
What's
doing?
Up, man? We're good,
yeah, man. I'm really excited, man. I was, you know, I was just waiting for the breaking news to come out, like, all off season, like, you know, they need to sign this guy and put it, you know, just put it behind him because, you know, he's been the model citizen. He's kept his head down, worked hard, and, you know, there's nothing really bad to say about him. Other thing I wanted to say, by the contract negotiations and a holdout, I think that it really put in perspective. Last year, everybody was like, oh, Terry's not a number one receiver. He's not a number one receiver. Once this contract negotiation thing happened and you start to see his stats and what he did, you really start to realize in his performance last year, you realize that he is the number one receiver. He's better than a lot of people that's out there right now. And that's all I had to say.
All right, man. Appreciate that.
Thanks for the call, dude.
So, Terry, appreciate that, too.
I'm sure. I think you know, it's pretty remarkable how this has all gone down for Terry. And just, Jeffrey, if you can, I know how stressed you were throughout this. How fired up were you to see Terry running around on the field yesterday and then just the smiles when he was talking to the media?
JP, y'all thought I was playing when I was saying I was going to go home and play Madden. I've been playing Madden, and I have not been playing anybody. You know what I've been doing? I've been putting it on rookie and just demolishing the Eagles with passes from Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Even it's so exciting to even hear the Eagles fans calling my phone, talking about something. Oh, y'all got y'all boy back. That ain't going to do nothing. I said, oh, it is going to do something. That's why y'all scared. That's why y'all calling me. I didn't call y'all to talk about Terry. Y'all called me.
Yeah, that's crazy how they do that. Then they act like, oh, we don't care. Oh, you care. If you didn't care, you wouldn't be dialing the number.
Which quarterback do we think Terry has caught the most touchdown passes from? So last year, he caught 13. At least 12 of them were from Jaden. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying regular season. At least 12 of them were from Jaden.
How many he has total?
38.
He caught the most from Jaden.
You think?
Uh-huh.
How many do you think he caught from Heinicke? Because Heinicke played the most during those.
Yeah, but I saw him catch. He caught the most he caught in 1 year when Heinicke was around was like six or seven, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying over the course of.
I still say Jaden.
So, now, did he maybe catch another one from Mariota in that? It's got to be Jaden. So, I just looked this up. Terry, in his career, had 125 catches with 1,700 yards and scored 8 touchdowns from Taylor Heinicke.
I've already shat it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's done. And also, that tells you a lot about having a legitimate quarterback and knowing where to go with the damn ball.
Totally.
And even Heinicke told you, I just close my eyes and throw it up there. Terry will catch it.
Right.
At least at least Jaden looking throw it to him.
What was Heinicke? He sold the T-shirts. Bleep it, tear it down there somewhere.
Yeah, just throw it up. Tear it down there somewhere.
Let's go to V in D.C. What's up, V?
V, you up, man?
Hey, so my question for you is, JP, you was in there at the conference when Terry spoke, and I was wondering, like, what was the atmosphere like in there, like, when he finally got down and sat down? I know they started out by saying, you know, hey, so, like, what did the room feel like, you know, because me watching it, I kind of, you know, I just felt like it was real genuine. You know, the energy was kind of, in a sense of not emotional, not too emotional, but it just felt like a sigh of relief to have him there. And then, like, with the questions that he was getting, it was, like, real in-depth questions about the process, and he gave pretty much genuine in-depth answers. So, like, what was the atmosphere for you, and how did the room feel?
Yeah, man, I mean, I've covered Terry since his rookie year. Like, I know him fairly well. And there are – of the people in that room yesterday, there's a handful of people that know Terry well and were at Eastern Motors and have been at Terry's charity events. So there was a real feeling of – it's a good question, V, and I appreciate you asking it, man. Because, like, my job isn't to root for the team or, you know, root for a player or any of that. But, like, as you get to know guys, you care about them personally, right? And even being at Eastern Motors, I knew how much this was bothering Terry. It's not like he was losing sleep or anything, but, like, he did not expect it to go this way, and it went this way. And mm-hmm. I think that leaned on him.
Yeah.
And I could see yesterday, just by his body language, just, you know.
He was relieved.
He was relieved, man. Yeah. He was happy. Like, he knows now. I mean, hell, I'm sure we can look it up online. His career earnings are probably now close to $100 million. Like, he has changed the lives of his parents, of his family, of his future children, of his wife. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a level of security with that.
Yeah.
And I think, by and large, you know, there were questions to be asked. There were things we had to find out. And when Adam Peters said, you know, I applaud Terry McLaurin's professionalism, that resonated to me because, in general, now, the way this organization used to work would be to try to smear players.
Try to bash the person, yeah.
Most of the times, though, in the league, that's not what happens. I'd say two-thirds of the time, the organization tries to just shut up about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what you see a lot, especially at the receiver position, are players that go ballistic. Players that, like, the classic move is you start deleting all the stuff off your Instagram, right?
Which,
like,
makes no sense.
Right. But, like, Terry never did any of that. And if you want to get caught up in the Eastern Motors thing, you're allowed to. I don't agree with you. That to me is just business. But there was a real feeling there that Terry was so happy to have this behind him and happy yeah. with how the organization landed. And he is a pro at all times, and I think it came through yesterday.
What I say is this, okay? When he was going through it, and you saw I got a little personal with a lot of people when he was going through it.
Yeah.
When you go to a team and you do everything you're asked to do and more, and then you're in that situation as if they don't care about you, and then you start getting certain fans, not many, certain fans who want to start saying what you should do and what you got to do and, like, turning on you. I experienced it when I was around for them 10 years. I was here for 10 years, never thought I would deal with all that crap. But I did see Art Monk, and I'm like, okay, it will happen. But then when it happens, you're not ready for it. Because what you have done is every damn thing you've been asked and more. And then all of a sudden, now you're being told that all the stuff they've been asking for, all the stuff they use to explain what a certain level of a teammate is supposed to be or what a commander is supposed to be, Redskin at the time, but that's not good enough anymore for them. That hurts, dog. That hurts tremendously. And I understood where he was coming from. And as I would hear some of the people who start trying to use this man's questioning himself, because you question yourself a lot of time when all this stuff goes down. Him being in this situation, they start using that to try to promote their little mindsets and their ideas. It made me really mad. You know, it put me in that position where when I was a little kid, where I just went looking for people to beat up. I'm serious. But I'm smart enough not to do that these days. But everybody that I'm discussing, they know who I'm talking about. Because every time you said something, I said something directly to you. And you knew I was saying it. So it's like, stop trying to utilize somebody's pain to promote some of your dumbass mindsets.
You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We'll keep these phone lines open. Dan Quinn's going to address the media at noon. Terry was asked about the age situation and how that impacted the contract negotiations, and I loved his answer. You'll hear it when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The biggest difference is controlling the humidity, man. We've had this stretch of great, great weather, and it's been terrific, but before that, it was hot as hell, and everybody knew it. If you can control the humidity in D.C., you're going to control the temperature in your house. Rood gets it done with a variable speed compressor that ensures humidity control. It gives you comfort and performance perfectly balanced. What's better than that? Money. Cold, hard cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. All right, one of the big sticking points during the Terry McLaurin contract situation was that he's going to turn 30 in a couple weeks. Terry's birthday is 4 days after mine. I always remember that. So that makes him 30 on September 15th. And, you know, we know that was an issue during the contract talks. And Terry got asked about it yesterday. I really, really liked his answer. Here's Terry. Asked about his age.
Try to give people an idea of this trend or what, you know, 30-year-old receivers, how they progress at that stage of their careers. And, you know, fortunately for me, I'm only going into my seventh season. Multiple guys are maybe in that situation. They're in years 9, 10, 11 maybe. And so the benefit I had coming out of college is I played a lot of high-level football, but, you know, I was only playing like 20 to 30 reps a play all the way down to my senior season. So I've also been blessed to, you know, never had a surgery or any major injury that's inhibited me to continue to play at a high level. So, and then, like I said, I take care of my body at a very elite level. As much as I put work in on the field, I do it equally off the field.
I like it.
But Terry went on to explain there. I loved it. He's like, you know, I took a screen 60 yards to the house in January. Nobody was worried about my age then.
Nah, everybody was jumping for joy.
Right. is age a factor? Maybe. Are there outliers? Yes. And I think the contract structure is such that if Terry does lose a step, if his game breaks down, which has happened to 30-year-old receivers, the team's not going to be on the hook for some astronomical figure. If Terry continues to play well, mm-hmm. he'll stay on the current deal and make a lot of money.
Yeah. All of the different incentive packages are things that he can definitely get to.
Right.
I just think that when the deal and you go through this stuff, Terry focuses to play football. And I am so happy that Terry McLaurin is a football player that doesn't really pay attention to a lot of the stuff that's being said around. He might hear some second hands of it. But I know he's a true competitor. He'll have a problem with a lot of folks, bro.
Let's go to these phones. James is in Woodbridge. What's up, James?
What up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
JP. What's going on? B. Mitch Ergang here, Eagles fan.
Listen, Eagles fan.
Yes, Ergang. Thank you. Listen, first of all, I'm mad that Terry's back because it's a couple things, man. Terry is the heart and soul of the team, man. And what I heard when he was out, I heard a lot of people switching sides saying, well, he needs to know what he's worth. And he's so there was some cracks in the team, you know, people who are supporting the team. So I was hoping he'd stay out longer. But my big thing was I was hoping that him and Jaden didn't have a chance to grow the chemistry because them boys are bad when they're together. So knowing that they got some time and they can build before they meet the Eagles, I'm upset about that. And lastly, tell my man Jeff to stay off the mat and he's trash and stop playing the Eagles like he can win anything, man. Thank you, fellas. And big shout out to them Eagles.
Ho, ho, ho. Don't think you just want to leave. Add me on PlayStation Network, Jeff Too Funny, and get your button whooped too.
I'm an Xbox man.
Okay, it's crossplay. I find you. And matter of fact, stay on the line. I'm about to get your info.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Jeff's getting challenged.
Nah, I'm gone.
All right, man.
He said, I'm gone.
I love that Eagles fans are mad Terry's back. That actually makes me smile.
That says a lot.
Let's go. Is this Sergeant Sal? Sergeant Sal, you on the line? Want to talk some Terry, dude?
Yes, sir. For sure. Hey, first of all, I just want to say, JP, we had a chance to meet last year in training camp. I gave Terry McLaurin a military leadership award, and I had a chance to meet you. But Superman over there was riding his bike down to the east coast of the world or something like that. So I missed him. For sure, I just want to tell Brian Mitchell, first of all, I'm going to personally drive to the Hall of Fame ceremony when this man get inducted because I played football at a much lower level than him, but we played exactly alike. And I'm going to tell you, everything he said out of his mouth, I appreciate you saying what you say because it's real talk, and you have to get in car collisions and don't care about nothing and slam into another human being to understand the gladiator play and which it takes. And I just want to say, Terry McLaurin, I've been watching this young man since the day that he joined this club. And I started watching the Washington Redskins, Washington Commanders as a young child. And I'm going to tell you, the Daryl Greens, the Art Monks, and the many other great Redskins who gave blood, sweat, and tears for this franchise, I watched every play, and they earned my respect, okay? They earned my respect over the years of continuous being the best representative of this team. That's what Terry McLaurin is. We are fully blessed to have this young man on our organization, and I respect everybody's opinion, but for those who do not value what they have, I feel sorry for you. And Brian Mitchell, I am so glad that you tell it like it is because you're keeping these people in check and you're saying things that I wouldn't say. But I'm letting you know right now, you better value this young man because he's rare and he will give 1,000,000% for this organization, no matter what you're paying him. So you need to respect that because you don't get that from every football player. And one last thing as I wrap this up, I want to tell you a very quick story. I walked into a nightclub right across from the FBI building right around when I was 26 and I was in the military. I was in the peak of condition, 6 feet, about 240, like a rock. And I promise you, I'm not saying this lightly. I patted a young man on his shoulder that was sitting at the bar because I recognized that it was Brian Mitchell. And I just thanked him for not only what he was doing for my team, but I thanked him for the type of football player he was. And I patted him on his shoulder, and I promise you, that probably would be the same type of experience that I would get if I patted Superman on the shoulder. Because I'm sitting up here, 6 feet, 240, a rock, and I hit this man, and I was like, good gracious of life. I see what it is to catch a football, professional football player. So I just want to tell that story. Brian Mitchell, JP, I love you guys to death. First time caller, but I love you guys. And hopefully the next time I give out leadership awards for the Commanders, I can go through you guys and we can do it together.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Man. Landfill, you make the call. You want me to take these last couple calls or go to break and we'll catch up. We'll keep the phone lines open. All right, phone lines are going to stay open. Dan Quinn next, but we're going to take calls the rest of the afternoon. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn will address the media next.